You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Cleveland has no hitters. A bunch of Punch and Judy hitters is what we call them in our day. You punch and then you run like Judy.
I say wimpy, womby, wambly.
Jeff Lutz.
Yeah, so we're sexist now. That's cool.
We like it.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
It's awesome, baby!
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Monday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting. Max Power Producing and Engineering, 869-1240. That's the IHOP hotline. My mouth's frozen.
The IHOP hotline is what that is.
The IHOP hotline.
Quit eating so much ice. Quit doing that.
Why?
It's just bad.
It's crushed ice.
I guess. Whatever, but I wouldn't.
They told me to intake more water.
Yeah, so drink water.
I do, but I like ice.
Do you think it's thawing inside of you right now?
I don't know. What's happening?
Probably something like that.
It turns into liquid, doesn't it?
Eventually.
How's your weekend? We saw you yesterday.
Decent
youngster
weekend.
Getting ready to go to college. I understand from my wife that Aaron is on TikTok.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have TikTok. Should I get it?
What do you mean you understand from your wife? Aaron told
Debbie
her.
Debbie follows her on TikTok.
Why does Debbie have TikTok?
Because she wants to follow Aaron.
That's it? That's the only reason?
That's the only reason that I can determine.
The only reason I have TikTok is to follow comedian Todd Glass. I don't even follow him, but I don't follow anybody. But why do you have it? So I can go check his TikToks every now and then.
You say you don't follow him.
But I can go still to
don't
go to
don't you check your daughter's fashion?
Not really. Not that often.
Why?
I don't feel like it's my thing. That's her thing. She can have that.
But we're interested in it.
It's not that I'm not interested in what she's doing, but...
I told Debbie on the way home yesterday, Aaron will probably end up doing as much modeling as she does designing.
Hard to say.
That's my prediction. I'm usually right.
I don't know. I don't know what they're looking for.
Well, you don't have the feel I do for
that. No, you are one of the great talent spotters and modeling that we've ever seen.
Well, I mean, I do have a knack for it.
Name another model you've discovered.
Chrissy Teigen.
Really? That was you?
Yes.
Not,
did I get the name right?
You and John Legend?
Did I get the name right?
Yeah, she's had her issues over the years, though, so you probably could have picked somebody better.
Kathy Ireland.
That was also you? You're about the same age, aren't you?
Well, can I just say, and Debbie, if you're listening, indulge me. I'm almost 70. I'm harmless. In her day, Kathy Ireland was the most attractive woman.
She's aight.
Shut up with that. Please don't try to be cool.
I'm just telling you.
Please don't try to be cool.
I'm not trying to be cool. I'm saying what I feel.
In my generation, that's it.
That's not your generation.
Of course it is.
No, that's like someone when I was growing up who was... Your generation, you got to go back to, I don't know.
Cheryl Teague.
No, it'd probably be like Fannie Mae something. I don't know the person's last name, but there's probably two names. One of them's probably Fannie, and that's probably the pinup girl in your generation.
Kathy Ireland's 61.
Right, so 30.
That means when I was 29, she was 20.
Yeah, that's not your generation. So 30 years ago, when people like me were entering their formative years, she was in her early 30s and in her peak.
When Kathy Ireland came on the scene, I was...
You were 45,
say,
and you had a poster in your room.
Let's just say I was viewing.
Yeah, we know.
Okay?
I lived with you. I saw those... Foldables.
Yeah, there were no posters.
I saw those foldables you hung up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing to say about your father, especially when it's not true.
You had that Farrah Fawcett poster.
Some people will believe this.
You had, who's your girl? Raquel Welch. I know you had her.
Now, there's another one. Yeah, Raquel Welch.
Yeah.
Now, she was older than me. But we all went gaga over Raquel Welch back in the day, crying out loud.
My first person like that was Nikki Taylor.
Don't know her.
Yeah, you do. She's in every CoverGirl commercial.
Never made it, never amounted to much.
Yeah, she was in every CoverGirl commercial ever made.
Don't know her.
That's on you, man.
All right, we've got more Big 12 previews coming up today. 225 Jed Drenning, the sideline reporter for West Virginia Football Radio,
that
will join us. And at 2:45, Stephen Johnson from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram as we look at TCU. So West Virginia, TCU, we're crossing them off the list today.
Thank goodness. And I might ask Jed about this, but we've got Jed covering the poor Mountaineers, probably barely keep their family fed. Made me watch the first 8 minutes of the first episode of Beverly Hillbillies today. Kind of entertaining. I might go back to it.
Hmm. What did you just say?
Jed Clampett.
When you have
he's a poor Mountaineer.
When you have to
How do you not get that?
When you have to try that hard.
I'm not trying that hard. He's Jed covering the Mountaineers. Like the first 10 words in Beverly Hillbillies song is there's a Jed and a Mountaineer in there.
Let
me tell you a little story about a man named
Jed. When you have
Jed,
to work that hard to explain it.
Poor Mountaineer. See, like 7 words.
When you have to work that hard.
Texas T.
To explain something.
I'm surprised you get, I bet Max got it immediately.
Max didn't get it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I wondered, I thought, man, what is my head? What's going on? Why don't I
Jed
understand?
Jed Clampett.
Who are you talking about?
Seriously?
Really? Who are you talking about?
Jed Clampett.
Okay.
Right.
Jed Clampett.
Yes.
Is he a West Virginia person?
He's the Beverly Hillbillies, you moron. No, you didn't know that.
I am such a gifted actor.
No, you're a moron.
Moron.
That's what I said, and that's what you are.
I am not a moron.
You didn't get it at first.
I played you
You struggled to get it. No, you didn't.
Much like Banker Drysdale.
Never heard of him. Is that a Beverly Hillbillies person?
Yes.
I don't...
Buddy Ebsen, Max Baer Jr., Donna Douglas, Irene Ryan. Jane Hathaway played... Wait a minute. Miss whatever her name was.
Well, I might go back to it.
Yeah, it's a great show. I watched it religiously growing up.
Yeah. You had two or three options. That was one of them.
No, I had many options. We lined them up.
In 1961?
We had all kinds of shows on.
Like what?
That was one. Green Acres was tremendous.
Different time slot.
Andy Griffith Show. We had I Dream of Jeannie.
Were these all CBS shows?
They were all fantastic.
Good.
Yeah, really good.
I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy was great. All right, where are we with baseball? Let's get to that.
Where are you
Your
with
Guardians
baseball? Guardians
got a couple.
Salvaged a split, if that's what it's called.
Now who do you have?
Cubs and then Milwaukee.
Tough stretch. Meanwhile, Kansas City begins a big series tonight in Minnesota. They just called up Zebby Matthews that did the Twins.
Saw him pitch many a time this season.
Is he a difference maker? Because he's
probably
touted
not
to be.
Probably not immediately. I don't know if he's going to come in and just be the man, but he's a guy who down the road could absolutely be a mainstay in their rotation.
Well, they got him up there now.
He throws hard. He never walks anybody.
Well, why wouldn't you be an immediate contributor?
He got hit hard in AAA, and it seemed like in his last couple starts in AA, there was something a little off.
Huh.
And then he got hit hard in AAA, so we'll see.
Well, we will see. You better hope he... Who do you want in that series?
I don't know. Probably... A split or two out of three for somebody. I don't want anybody running away with it. I think Minnesota will probably do better.
We'll see. The Royals are really legitimately good.
Is Zebby pitching today or is
no, he? No, 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 no. He's not pitching today.
You sure?
But I just got finished watching the Royals and Cardinals, and the Cardinals figured out a way to win the game on a Friday night. But the Royals are, they keep coming at you. There's no rest in that lineup. You can't, I know their numbers aren't always great, but they have a knack for, now this is against the Cardinals, so take it for what it's worth.
Not much.
We got the pitching staff of I could throw it for them. But they're really good.
Sure, they're fine.
No, they're really good.
They're fine. They're a nice little third-place club.
I predict they finish ahead of you.
Based on what?
I just do. I'm not saying that to get
but
you.
But based on what, though?
Based on seeing the teams.
So you haven't seen Cleveland?
Of course I've seen
You don't
Cleveland.
Watch them. I watch
Cleveland some.
But you watch them with a critical, like, I don't want Jeff to be
no, I don't
too
watch
big
them
for
that
his
way.
Britches, and I don't...
I don't watch them that way. I watch them.
And I'm going to find the flaws in Cleveland.
You ask my wife. I watch them.
But I know how you
and
watch them.
I pull
them.
For them.
How?
Because you're for them.
But how do you pull for them? What do you do?
I don't despise them. If you put them in front of me and said, who do you want to win the American League Central, I'd say I want Cleveland.
Well, why has Cleveland
I
been
just don't think they're going to.
Why has Cleveland been ahead all year?
Because this is a long season.
But it's been all year. So there has to be something you have seen that makes you think.
Because I think the Royals are getting better while the Guardians are
getting better.
Kind of staying the same.
Not really. Did you see Gavin Williams pitch on Saturday?
They're 3-7 in their last 10.
Yeah, they lost 7 in a row.
The Royals are 6-4. That's a net gain of 3.
Great.
The Royals are 3 games out. With
they're 4 out.
No, they're 4.
That's what I said.
With 48 games to play for Kansas City, and fewer than that for 40,
we have like 44 to play.
Kansas City has more games to play.
Well, great. We have the tiebreaker over the Twins.
They've each played 118, so yeah, 44 games. The Royals have a better run differential than Cleveland.
We're getting Matthew Boyd back tomorrow.
Matthew Boyd, if you're hoping for something from Matthew
Just
Boyd.
Just watch him.
I will watch him.
Okay, what do you... I bet he gets a quality start. Six innings, three runs or less. You want to put
plan
Cubs?
Who's pitching for the Cubs?
Who cares? Today or
now,
tomorrow?
In your favor, the Royals have a very difficult schedule.
So do the Guards.
The Guardians have the Cubs, Brewers, Yankees, Texas, then four games at home against Kansas City, coming up later this month.
Well, I guess that'll tell us something.
That'll be big. Then they go to Kansas City very early in September, and then they're done with the Royals. You still have the Dodgers to play. You still have Tampa. You've got the Cardinals.
Well, there's a break for us.
And you've got some games left with Houston. So we'll see. I'm not saying this to get under your skin. I think the Royals.
Well, you're wrong.
Are going to win that division.
You are Mr. Recency Bias. That's been your MO probably for your entire life. The last good thing I saw is the best thing I'm going to see.
No.
That's how you operate.
I don't say that very often. I don't believe that.
You do believe it. That's how you operate.
Here are the teams that will make the playoffs, if you want to know.
This is just you poking at me. That's all it is.
In the American League, Baltimore, the Yankees will make the playoffs. Cleveland, it gets tough. I could see all three teams in the Central making the playoffs.
They probably will. And then
Cleveland, Minnesota, and Kansas City.
And then Houston.
And then I think either Houston or Seattle. Both of those teams are worth keeping an eye on. They're both starting to play better.
They both start and stop.
So they could knock one of those Central teams out if they're not careful.
Bring it.
Your confidence isn't real because it goes from day to day. It ebbs and flows. What your confidence is today, it won't be tomorrow.
When you are out here poking holes in a team that you don't have as much familiarity with, yeah. And I think Matthew Boyd and Alex Cobb will be pretty good for our rotation.
Well, I hope they are. You need some stabilization in your rotation.
Right, and now we have five guys that we're going to probably roll with the rest of the year.
Cardinals brought Montgomery and Quintana a couple years ago, and they helped. So did Lester and Happ in the
right
way.
You just want some veterans. You want some innings. You want some professional big league starts.
We'll see what they do. The Royals have no concerns about their rotation.
They have a lot of concerns about their bullpen.
Ursig's coming to the rescue in a lot of those. They made a great acquisition getting Lucas Ursig. He's legit.
You know who's legit? Emmanuel Clase.
Well, now the Royals got somebody who can at least be in his realm.
Doubtful. But we'll see.
Listen, people out there know to listen to me.
There are very few in Emmanuel Clase's realm this year.
I didn't say he's in. I didn't say
he could be
good. They at least have somebody who could be in his realm.
He's on his own planet this year.
The Royals now have a power arm that rivals the stuff of Emmanuel Clase.
Emmanuel Clase doesn't have stuff. He has a cutter and a slider.
Right.
And
that's stuff.
They beat it into the ground, and he gets three outs and 12 pitches, and we go home.
That's called stuff.
Meh.
And the Royals
He's not
went
fooling
out and
anybody.
Got a guy at the deadline. And listen, I don't like it any more than you do.
I don't care.
You'll care. When this thing gets to September 1, and it's heck, these three teams could be tied. I'm just gonna say at that point.
Cleveland's been ahead all year.
All right.
We'll see if they hold on. Basically wire to wire.
Lead's starting to slip.
Okay, well, they still are half a game out from the best record in baseball.
Lead's starting to slip. You know it.
No,
I know
I don't.
You know it.
No.
You talk about it. You probably mention it to your other friends. Well, I hope
no, I don't.
Because this is the most nerve-wracking time.
I feel
when
good.
When you get into August, the middle of August, and your team's in contention, kills you.
Not in contention. I'm in first place.
I don't view the Cardinals as being even in contention, even though they're just a couple games out of a wild card.
I don't view Cleveland as being in contention. I view them as being in first place by themselves.
Your optimism is laughable because it'll change tomorrow.
It may not.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
what
you think.
I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm going to be in first place tomorrow.
It matters too. What I think, really, when it comes to baseball. That's
not really
just the facts.
But you say that, but I don't have to say it. Right?
Whatever.
You know, Bill James doesn't have to say it. Ken Rosenthal doesn't have to say, well, listen to me when it comes to baseball, folks. Because he knows he's an established voice. When you're begging for it, then
beg for anything.
Well, neither does Ken Rosenthal.
I'm just telling you what I see. And I'm not saying it. You always act like it's personal.
It is.
It's silly.
It is
I
personal.
I see the Royals. If I had to pick one of the three teams that's going to win that division.
They can't play on the road.
We'll look at them tonight.
They'll get
blasted. They got their three guys lined up for this series.
Minnesota is better than Kansas City.
We'll see.
We will.
I predict the Royals win 2 out of 3. If that doesn't happen and the Twins win 2 out of 3 or sweep, I'll be the first to get on this show.
No, you won't.
And say I was wrong.
You're gone Thursday. Is that why?
Well, I'll get on Friday and say
it. So you don't have to face the music?
I'll get on Friday and say it.
Well, I'll get on Thursday and say it.
Fine. I'm just
and we will
like
rip
I
you to shreds
it.
On Thursday.
And I see the Guardians probably. Where is this series? In Chicago?
No.
They should handle the Cubs. But the Cubs are weird. They're still hanging in. They think they have something to play for. And they're one of those teams that if they got hot in the final 6 weeks, nobody would be shocked. I don't like playing the Cubs. I'm glad the Cardinals are done with them.
This early?
They're an uncomfortable team to play.
Well, everybody kind of is.
Not really.
But I'm not. I don't feel. No, I feel good.
Nah,
I feel good.
Got it. You got
we face
the world.
A lefty tonight. We crush lefties. Everything's good.
You got the world by the tail, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll take a break when we come back. Jed Drenning.
Clamp it.
Sideline reporter for West Virginia Radio. Will join us. We'll talk about the Mountaineers. Big 12 football previews continue. Bob and Jeff, KFH.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
Joined by Jed Drenning from West Virginia Football, sideline reporter for their radio broadcast. Jed, hello, welcome.
I'm used to Country Roads as my walk-up music. You threw me off with that, guys.
Yeah, we should have done that. We should have done that for sure. How you been? How you doing? Everything going well?
Good summer. Great weather as of late. Got a little bit of rain, but we needed it. But the Mountain State's doing well. How about you guys?
We are good, Jed. Before we get into West Virginia football, we were talking in the first segment about Jed and a Mountaineer, and it got me thinking about Beverly Hillbillies. Is that something that you identify with?
I've probably only heard that since I was 2 years old.
Fair enough.
That, you know, if I had a nickel for the 10 or 15,000 times I've heard that in my life, I'd have a lot of nickels. But, I'm very familiar with it.
Unique, I'm sure. So let's get into West Virginia.
My dad didn't care if he named me Jeremiah Eucalyptus as long as he could call me Jed. So it's James Edward, but I go by Jed.
Well, there you go. Let's get into West Virginia football. They have quite an opener coming up on August 31st, just 2 weeks from this Saturday, against Penn State. What are we expecting? Is this a year that West Virginia can make some progress? They're very difficult to play at home in Morgantown, but in recent years haven't quite figured out how to win on the road.
I think we fully expect with an opener like this, anytime you play a blue blood that's in the top 10 playing their best football, you're going to have your hands full irrespective of the circumstances of the venue. Last year, we played them tough for 2.5 quarters in front of 110,000 strong in Happy Valley. But this year, the faithful will be on our side. So it's going to be a challenge. But I think in this new Big 12 in particular, there's such parity. It's imperative to win in the league, but you're at home in this league, but you're going to have to find a way to travel and steal a couple. And I think one of the reasons that until recently we struggled on the road, not so much last year, is because the things that travel well are good defense and a good running game. And it wasn't until recently that we shored those two areas of our football program up. So we're probably in better position now than we were after being raided by the transfer, trying to sort through how to handle that like so many other programs were. Once things have stabilized, we got our trust in order, and you at least have a chance with Neil Brown to give him the opportunity to catch his breath and put a plan together in this college football 2.0 that we now live in. I think we're in a much better place with much better footing. So we can run the ball, and we can play much better defense. And I think that's why we can be a better road team than we were in the past.
And coming off a 9-4 season, Jeff.
Yeah, I apologize for being so general, but where does West Virginia kind of fit in this new-look Big 12? I would say maybe not a lot of people realize that they won 9 games last year and return a lot of offensive production from that team. Like you said, they've really kind of shored up their defense. So where does West Virginia fit in, and how much will we learn not only from their non-conference opener, but the game against KU as the conference opener in Morgantown?
I think that's what we're trying to sort through with so many of these teams in this new Big 12. You've got to, you know, tip your cap to some of the teams just based on what they've recently done that I would consider at the very top. Utah, after winning a couple Pac-12s, they've made quite a reputation for themselves. K-State with the recent success that they've had. Oklahoma State with the recent success that they've had. And these are all football teams that return a ton of talent. But, you know, then you have this long succession of teams that really – whoever stays healthy and whoever plays the most consistent brand of football is going to persevere. I could make a fairly compelling case, as could you guys, that I'd say as many as 10 teams have a chance to be in Dallas at the end of the year if they stay healthy and if they prove more consistent than the rest of the league. So I think those are the two critical pieces. Who can stay healthy and who can lay the fewest duds? It's difficult to get 18 to 23-year-old kids to show up week in, week out, and be consistent. Whoever finds that magic formula, I think, is going to have an opportunity to be play very meaningful football, not just late November, but even into early December in the Big 12 championship game. And I think West Virginia is one of those teams. You talked about it. We return almost intact up, you know, offensively. We lost maybe the best center in the history of the program in Zach Frazier. We lost what we consider to be an NFL right tackle in Doug Nesser. But we had seven different offensive linemen start for us last year. Five of those seven are back. And most of our skill guys are back, and we've complemented that through the portal. Both of our quarterbacks return. And on the defensive side, we're very happy with what we've done to address some of the needs that we had through the portal. So I think we're going to have a puncher's chance if we stay healthy and we stay consistent.
Talking about West Virginia football with Jed Drenning, their sideline radio analyst, and we're happy to have him. So tell us about this quarterback, because I think it's just kind of strange, Jed. We sit here in Kansas and we hear all this talk about KU, K-State, and other teams, Utah, Arizona, Oklahoma State, but nobody says a whole lot about what West Virginia could do here. Garrett Green's one of the best quarterbacks in this conference, maybe in the whole country. It seems to me like West Virginia is not getting maybe enough love in the preseason. Am I wrong about that?
You're probably on point with it. And to be honest with you, I'm just fine with it. I mean, our popular refrain last season was we were picked 14th in a 14-team Big 12. And I don't know if you could be around this football team and have 3 minutes pass for 3 months without hearing the number 14 shouted and chanted. And it became an incantation of ours through the entire season. So we're picked in the middle of the pack. So we're climbing. But at the end of the day, I mean, again, you can make a case for those teams that are picked ahead of us. I mean, there's a lot of good football team in this league. There's a ton of depth. So until you go out and prove it, yeah, we won 9 games, but half a dozen teams in this league last year won 9 games, right? So there's a lot to be said for the depth of the league, and nobody ever won any football games from preseason hype. But there have been a lot of teams, in my experience, that have a bit of a chip on their shoulder due to the lack of preseason hype, so I'd prefer it to be that way. I mean, I think we're well-positioned, including Garrett. This is a quarterback-rich league. And there's a lot of talent at the top, as you guys just talked about. And so I kind of like where he's positioned. It puts a bit, maybe more of a chip on his shoulder, and he already had one. But he's a bit of a junkyard dog. The locker room, the kids pick up what he puts down. I think the things that he did well last year, you have to start with the fact that before winning football games, you have to avoid losing them. And from a ball security standpoint, he made a massive leap from the 22 season into the 23 season. There's a metric they call on PFF turnover-worthy plays, and he ranked among the Big 12 leaders after being dead last in the Big 12 in that category the year before. And he's hard to sack. That was a function of the offensive line. We have a solid group of tight ends, our backs and pass protection, but also the elusiveness of Garrett Green. So those two things together, not turning the ball over and not getting knocked backwards so you're able to stay on schedule and stay ahead of the sticks, that's what I hope we can continue to do where we left off last year before we get into making more splash plays and being more dynamic and being on the highlight reels. Before those things happen, first, let's do those two very critical things that not as many people are talking about.
Notwithstanding that tough opener against Penn State, does this feel like a team that can hit the ground running, maybe more so than last year? Because, like you said, they found a little bit of an identity running the ball and playing really good defense. And those, you know, units, the running game looks strong. The defense looks strong again. So, you know, what was kind of the process to finding that identity for West Virginia? And how does it kind of carry over to this year?
I think over the course of the last year and a half, we kind of did a rebrand or reinvented who we were the previous offseason. And as you inserted Garrett Green and he became more comfortable down the stretch in 22, you saw what a new offense we were going to become because of his skill set. It was so fundamentally different from JT Daniels or Jarrett Daigie or any of the predecessors that Coach Brown had here because of his dual skill set. And I think that what happened over the course of the 22 into 23 offseason was offensive coordinator Chad Scott, Matt Moore, our O-line coach, both have been with Neil Brown forever. They kind of got together and brainstormed what would best fit our personnel with this dual threat kid at the point of attack. And that's what you ended up seeing, a team that ran the football 57% of the time. We do throw it. We throw it off play action and take shot plays. I mean, there was a lot of parallels to what we were doing offensively and what you guys were doing offensively with Andy Kotelnicki last year. I thought there were a lot of parallels. By you guys, I say Kansas. But run the football and run it effectively. That makes you effective both at home and on the road. And then off of that, force the defense to respect you, put them in a downhill posture, and take your shots with the play-action game. And that's what we became, and that caters to Garrett Green's skill set. Now, we have to start the season faster against Penn State, and we've catered our camp toward being more physical right out of the gates. We played Penn State well for a half, or like I said, 2.5 quarters, but it wasn't enough to sustain that for the balance of 60 minutes running into a physical brand like that. So we're having a lot more contact in this camp than we did a year ago. And I think that Neil recognizes we have to hit the ground running against Penn State. And then right out of it, we go into the backyard brawl after the Albany game. But when you look at the first string of Big 12 games we play, a lot of these interviews that I do and on the circuit in the Big 12 in Texas and Oklahoma, one of the first things they ask me is, man, who did you guys make mad in the league office to get that Big 12 schedule you have? And there's some merit to that. I mean, we have a run to start the Big 12 schedule. That's tough. There's no empty chairs. There's no layups. So we're going to have to come out of the chutes pretty fast.
Yeah, and you're referring to the home game against Kansas on the 21st of September, an off week. Then a game at Oklahoma State, at home against Iowa State, at home against Kansas State, and at on the road in Tucson against the University of Arizona. Of course, four of those five teams are ranked in the AP preseason poll. Good stuff. Hey,
that's
Jed,
correct.
We really appreciate you coming on to talk about West Virginia football. We're eager. That opening game at home against Penn State in Morgantown, certainly one of the highlight games of the opening weekend in college football. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. We're going to do what we can to carry the flag, not just for the Flying WV, but in that particular week, maybe for the league, right?
There you go. We appreciate your time, Jed.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Jed Drenning from West Virginia football. He's their radio sideline reporter.
Pretty knowledgeable.
He was a fantastic college player in his own, played at the Division II level.
Well, there you go.
Set records. Played for Rich Rodriguez.
Well, there you go. There's a connection. Former West Virginia head coach.
That's right.
Rich Rodriguez.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to get to you.
And then he went to Michigan. Then he went to Arizona.
I'd watch out for West Virginia, but, man, what a schedule.
Not easy. But once you get into Big 12 play, you reset, and who knows what could happen. That first game is going to be tough. I didn't realize West Virginia was as solid as they were. You think KU will be picked to win that game?
I don't know. It's in West Virginia.
Correct.
Very difficult to go to Morgantown and win.
It is.
Always has been, even when they haven't been really good. Keep an eye on the Mountaineers. Here's Stephen Johnson from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We're sorry, Stephen, to give you a taste of what our show's normally like. We'll calm down now, okay?
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
You bet. So we want to talk to you about TCU football, but first, what a year. And last year was what a year, too, with new teams coming into the Big 12, Cincinnati, Houston, Central Florida, Brigham Young. Here come four more new ones. It's almost more than anyone can keep up with. What are your thoughts, and then what are the thoughts of the TCU faithful?
I mean, it's just a new era in college football. I mean, I think you had to kind of pivot and find new teams. You couldn't replace Oklahoma and Texas with just two teams. So I think the numbers will help spread the Big 12 out across the entire country now. And then you add teams like Utah and Arizona, which had a good year last year. So I think it's an exciting time. I think in terms of TCU fans, like many other fans across the league, I think everybody's optimistic that their program can be the one that kind of feels that power vacuum left behind by Oklahoma and Texas. So I think TCU believes it has the resources, the location, obviously the key factors that you need to kind of be at the top of a conference. They just want to have a good season this year.
I don't know that TCU will be playing for the national championship. I also don't know that their season will be as disappointing as it was last year. Which version of those two teams is this team closest to, in your opinion?
It's hard to call. They seem like the group is more tight-knit than it was last year, where a couple players acknowledged over camp that there were a lot of individual agendas. Things in the locker room that I think were kind of pulling the team apart, whereas that team in 2022 was so tight. You had so many guys that had been through so much, and they kind of powered through all the adversity throughout the season. So with this group, I'm really not comfortable saying they're like either. I think they'll be an entirely brand new group. There's a new defense. There's a new energy about the team. And also you have Josh Hoover, who showed flashes, now taking over full time. So it's hard for me to really compare them, because in my mind, those two teams where I think were two extremes, and ultimately I think this team is going to fall somewhere in the middle.
Stephen Johnson with us. He covers TCU athletics for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. As we alluded to, we have now 16 teams in the Big 12. And if you read all the prognostications and the previews and the predictions, people are really having trouble breaking down who's going to be in the hunt. It's almost like you could make a case for at least three-quarters of the conference to have a chance to be in that top spot. That's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of always how the Big 12 has been. Even the recent years, unless it was an Oklahoma team that was kind of towering over everybody. But the last 4 or 5 years before Texas won it last season, there was always a brand new or a random team that kind of went from middle of the pack to being at the top of the conference. I believe TCU was picked seventh the year they made it to the conference championship. Oklahoma State was a team last year that I think we all thought was going to be pretty bad. They ended up being a team that I believe won 10 games. So that's kind of the nature of the Big 12. The teams at the top, normally there's always going to be a team that's going to surprise you. And honestly, across the board, whether you're Arizona or UCF, well, I think UCF is going to be a really good challenger to make it to Arlington. I think there's reason everybody should feel confident, just because it's so wide open and there's not just this significant talent gap between, say, Kansas State and a team like Arizona, like there would be if Oklahoma or Texas were still in the league.
So you can tell me if you disagree with the premise, but I think in this era of college football, when you have your coach and your quarterback returning, that sets you up pretty well. That gets you off to a decent start, or you're feeling good when you enter the season. So what can Josh Hoover, kind of now as that full-time guy entering the season, what can he provide, and how much does that help TCU, just having that consistency back there?
Well, I wouldn't be able to call it consistency, just because he only had six starts last year, and then he ended up missing the spring. So Josh, to me, is still more of an unknown than an answer right now. And the big focus for him, I think he brings arm strength. He brings a guy that he's able to stretch the field more than Chandler Morris did. And I think I think he's more of a gamer, man. Chandler would look great in practice, but then sometimes when the lights would come on, you didn't see some of that accuracy translate onto the field. Josh, I think, is a guy that enjoys getting hit. doesn't mind it, kind of enjoys the atmosphere of it all. So I think he brings that in some great intangibles. But in every game he played last year, he had a turnover, had a key interception against Texas. So right now the focus for him in fall camp has been trying to find that thin line between being a gunslinger and a game manager, knowing when to try to force the ball downfield and when to just be okay with the completion. I think he's made strides. He hasn't had just a standout, excellent camp, but I think he's made strides in that area, and I'm curious to see what he does this season as well.
Talking to TCU football with Steven Johnson from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So TCU opens a couple weeks from Friday against Stanford, which is now a member of the ACC. I'm an old guy, Steven. I'm just having trouble wrapping my head around all this. So when you look at TCU's schedule, especially early on, how does it suit a fast start for the Horned Frogs?
Well, I think they'll get out to a 2-0 start. The Stanford game will be tricky just because it'll be a Friday game. You're flying across the country on the road. There are going to be mistakes there. But I think TCU has too much of a talent advantage. And if this defense performs how it's been performing throughout camp, I think they'll find a way to get it done on the road. Long Island U, that should be a game where they get a lot of the young guys in and start getting some reps for them. Then from there, man, it's going to be kind of a tough stretch. The next three games, you got UCF coming to Fort Worth. You go to SMU and to Kansas. So we're going to learn a lot about whether or not TCU is a viable contender, I think, in those three games. If you can get out of there 2-1, I think that says that's a very good sign that TCU can finish strong. But, you know, there's a real possibility they could lose all three of those games, you know, depending on if Jalen Daniels is healthy. SMU obviously feels really good about their team. I think my official prediction will probably have them – beating SMU and maybe losing those two games to UCF and Kansas just based off what I've seen and just what I know about the other teams they'll be facing at the time.
So you talked about some chemistry issues last year, some locker room stuff. What have you seen this year as far as that goes? You said it's improved. What do you think that chemistry will be like this year? What does it look like so far?
Well, you never really know until, you know, the real adversity hits. You know, it's camp, so everybody's saying the right things. And from what we've been observing, what they've been saying in the press conferences, it seems like everybody's on the same page. When it comes to the defense, I think there's just a better energy because more guys are making more plays. It's a way more aggressive style of defense. So a second-team safety can get an interception this day. A third-string DN is going to get a sack or something like that. So more guys are making plays. They have more depth. And I think guys are just having more fun, man. So I think that helps. And on the offensive side of the ball, I think it's just safe to say the guys kind of gravitate more towards Hoover than maybe they did more. So I think that helps TCU just in regards to bringing everybody together. But ultimately, we're going to see how close this team is when things hit the fan, for lack of a better term. So that first game at Stanford, after their first pick, if there's a mistake or they give them a touchdown, that'll be the first real test. And, you know, TCU saying the right thing, but ultimately they'll have to come out and show it, and not just with the way they execute on the field, but also the way they try to stick together when things go wrong.
All right, really interesting stuff from Steven Johnson from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Before we let you go, who's going to play in the championship game?
Oh, man, we talking Big 12 championship?
Big 12, yep.
Know what? I'll go Utah and Kansas.
That's good. All right, interesting stuff. Thank you again, Steven.
That's if Jalen Daniels stays healthy. If he stays healthy.
Yeah.
That's always a big if with Jalen. And if he does, I agree with you. I think the sky's the limit for them. But K-State has a pretty dynamic quarterback itself. So it'll be fascinating season, certainly, in the Big 12.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you. Steven Johnson, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. As we continue Big 12 previews, only 27 left to go.
We'll have it knocked out by the beginning of the year, probably.
We've got one tomorrow, I can't get this guy to respond to me.
Who?
Guy from Tucson. I'll get him kicked out of the league, man.
What's his deal?
Don't worry about it. I got
it.
Want
me to find an Arizona guy?
No. And then Thursday we've got BYU. You'll handle that one.
Oh, I will.
And well, I won't be here.
You already have it booked, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Friday we'll talk Cincinnati Bearcats.
Exciting. I like BYU's coach. He's on Rome every now and then, and he's always
He's a good guy.
I don't know him personally, but he sounds like it.
Seems like a good guy. I've certainly had some interaction with him.
You have?
No. All right, we'll take a break. We've got an hour left. The Bob and Jeff Drive coming up at 3:25. What's the subject matter today?
We're going to draft candies, but we're going to draft candies that you eat by the piece. So no, like, candy bars. I saw your Milk Duds up there. That got me inspired. So it's like your one-by-one candies.
Well, no candies one-by-one. You grab a few and you toss. Like,
no, but there's a by-the-piece, though.
Yeah, but you toss them in.
Sometimes you do, but other times you don't.
Well, you can break off a piece of a candy bar.
But that's not a piece.
That's
what
I do.
You don't eat it by the piece.
I don't understand the whole provisions. I don't get
it. You know what I'm talking
about. Not really. I don't.
I promise you do.
You certainly break off a piece of candy bar.
But you don't eat it by the piece. You eat it by the bar.
There's no
individual pieces that come
with
in
the Hershey's bar. They're in pieces.
Well, no, you have to break them off.
We'll be back.
Can't find that on the radio. You'll turn to that station.
Radio you can touch.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
We'll talk a lot today as soon as Jeff is capable.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Jeff Lutz.
You're not making any sense.
Oh, that's true.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. I'm Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz here as well. We will be here for the next hour. We'll have a Bob and Jeff Drive coming up in about 20 minutes. Max Power is our producer and engineer, 869-1240. The phone number, we finally got our headset figured out.
How'd you do that?
Well, I figured it out.
Tony came over?
No, Tony had nothing to do with
it. Really?
I figured it out.
Good job.
Just needed a different cord, and I went and got one, and here we are.
Looks beautiful.
So next time we have the three-man booth, that person will be able to hear.
Hooked up. When are we going to have the three-man booth?
I don't know. Not this week.
Dude, I can't do Friday?
Nope. Anthony, the big fella, will be in tomorrow, although I haven't heard back from him. Here's the thing that I would tell everyone who's below me
alive
in the pecking order on this show.
So is that
including you?
Just Anthony, or is there anybody else?
When I reach out, it's important to respond.
Well, Anthony's got a lot of stuff going on.
I'll say it again. When I reach out.
He said he had like 9 or 10 jobs.
It is important to get back to
He's
me.
He's badly injured.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know. He just seemed badly injured when we.
What happened?
Well,
Did you ask him?
He had a knee. He had a rib.
Thought the rib was okay now.
Might be.
We got to work our friend Mike Furches in at some point this week. Maybe you can do that Thursday.
Well, perhaps. I got David Michael Hahn coming in, but we might go.
What about Duda? Isn't he with you Thursday?
He's not.
I texted him and said he's with you Thursday.
Oh, well, he told me
he's available Thursday.
He told me he wasn't available Thursday.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, it might have been Tuesday, but I asked him about Thursday, too, and he's like, well, you got to cover, then fine.
He told me I'm available Wednesday and Thursday. And I said, no show Thursday with Jeff, no show Wednesday, but with Jeff Thursday.
Well, I'll figure
and
it out.
Text the back, okay.
Really? Not a K or a thumbs up?
Well, K.
Yeah. He doesn't put the O. I know Duda.
Well, that's he's ready to go.
Well, I'll see. I promised the slot to David Michael Hahn. He says he has it on his calendar.
Well, don't just forego Duda.
Well, maybe we'll have all three of them in.
You guys did a nice job in the final segment Friday.
What was with you? I didn't like that.
I'd pretty much had it.
How, though?
Oh, I don't know. Just the
I was
the aloofness.
I was concerned about you legitimately.
Well, you never said anything.
Well, I thought if I did that you'd be like, that's stupid. I was just messing around. But I almost texted your wife.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I had to go get my computer situated.
Well, the emotions that day for you were so up and down.
What are you talking about?
You were angry. You were laughing hysterically. Then it seemed like maybe you were kind of sad at the end. I couldn't really tell.
I had to get my computer set.
But were you a little sad?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I had to go get my computer settled in. I knew I was going to get a 4 o'clock call from the MLB Network radio guys.
Did you?
Ed Randall and Kevin Kennedy.
Did you appear?
I did get that call. I haven't listened to it yet.
Well, I don't know how you listen to it.
What show is it they do on MLB radio?
I don't know.
Look for it. I mean, come on, man. Help a guy out.
I don't know that you can go back and listen to it either. I'm sure there's probably a way, but it's never been a way that I could find. Kevin Kennedy used to have a podcast or something. I don't know.
I mean, Remember When is the name of the show.
Well,
and it airs every Saturday morning on MLB Network Radio.
Well, that doesn't sound like a show that...
On Sirius.
What were you remembering?
Oh, they like talking to me.
They do?
I was on in February after the Jackie statue was stolen. They just wanted to do an update after the new one had been put up. And I really like Ed Randall. He's a good guy. And I enjoyed the conversation with him.
Well, I'm glad.
Well, I can't believe you haven't listened to it.
I didn't know you were on it. I don't know how to listen to it.
You go to MLB Network Radio.
I'll give it a shot. I'll take a chance. You do what I'm doing.
You know, in my car, I sometimes listen to that, and sometimes I'm on KFH. Those are really the only two. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I like listening to the MLB show in the morning early because Steve Phillips is really good.
He is?
Oh, he's really good.
What does he talk about?
He's just fun to listen to. Former general manager, all kinds of
insight.
Long
time ago, though.
Not scared to share opinions. He's not in the good old boys club. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's good.
Let's get to, I think Max said, Dino. Hello, Dino.
Oh, it's our boy Dino.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing very well. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, I just wanted to call, and I know I tried calling Friday because I was listening, and I just wanted to, you know, maybe pass along the thanks to you guys as well as Duda. For playing that game, you know, his style, he should, you know, him hosting it and you two getting flustered and frustrated. It's awesome radio, man. It's good to listen to.
And Jeff winning. So, yeah, it was good.
Well, it was a dumb game, and it doesn't deserve anybody's praise, frankly. It's was Duda doing what Duda does and not putting hardly any effort into something. And then guys like Dino call and say, way to go, Duda, and that doesn't help our show, frankly. But whatever, Dino. Duda will appreciate hearing this.
Yeah, I mean, I figure I'm one of your tens and tens of listeners, so, you know, I got to heap some praise on you guys.
Well, he did mention running into you down at the pump house, so we really enjoyed that interaction. I certainly enjoyed it more than I am enjoying you praising Duda.
And insulting our listenership a little bit, but that's cool.
No. Who's hey, what did he say to
him? He said he's one of our tens of listeners.
Oh, Dino, that's brutal.
I figured you would appreciate it.
That went right over my head.
You guys are always good for some good comedy, right?
Yeah, we like it. Thank you, Dino. Good to talk with you.
Hey, love the show, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks. You very much. 869-1240, that's all you got to do. Get on, we'll rip into you a little bit and have a good time.
That's what
it's all about. Don't back away from that. That's
who wouldn't want to be ripped into?
Well, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You get it, don't you?
Sure. I like ripping into people.
You don't do much of it. I
don't. Thought I did much more than you did.
I'm ready to go. By the way, can you take me to my car after the show today?
Probably.
Central and Tyler.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I'd appreciate it.
Sure.
Little work done before we head out to Kansas City later in the week.
What'd you have done?
You know, just had a little,
tune up.
Tune up.
That's smart.
I try to take care of my car. And especially when I'm going on a little trip out of town.
I've got to fly on an airplane twice in the next 9 months.
Where?
Las Vegas and then Seattle.
I may drive to Las Vegas. You don't want to get ride with me?
Well, are you going the same? I think we already have plane tickets.
Well, I don't know. If you'd buy me a ticket, I'd probably drive out.
Well, a ticket?
I don't know if Debbie wants to go or not.
Well, you're going to have to pay me back. Why don't you just give me the money and then I'll buy you tickets?
No, I'll pay you back.
It's a lot of money to just go without for a while.
No, I'll pay you back. Once you get the ticket spot, I'll write you a check.
Okay.
I've never heard of anybody wary about that.
Well, you don't just give up $900.
It's $900 for a ticket to see the Eagles?
It would be for two if you wanted good ones.
Well, I paid more than that in 2000.
$850.
We'll see. We'll look into it.
$425 without all the fees and stuff.
I'll see what my wife says, but I would drive out.
I wanted to drive too, but couldn't really make that work logistically.
Well, I'll drive.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not going to make my wife fly alone, and there's no tickets left for the shows I'm going to.
Really?
Not anyone's.
You can't finagle anything?
Well, I think I've burned that bridge.
Huh. Well.
Or that has dried up.
My wife really thinks I need to go, and I don't know.
Maybe Jim Ed Norman has tickets.
My wife really. Why does she think I need to go?
Because it's something we haven't seen before. Like, I wasn't going to go to any more long goodbye shows, probably. But this is almost a reinvention.
Then I'll buy the ticket, and they'll do the same 17 songs they've done for 2 years now.
Well, probably, but...
And I'll just be upset.
Just on the off chance that they don't? I don't know. I might not look at the set list before I go.
Oh, you... please.
It's a slim chance.
You know you'll examine the set list.
I can't watch any videos, though. So if I go down the rabbit hole at all, I'll want to keep going down it. So I might just not look at anything.
You will. You won't be able to resist.
No, that's...
There's no way you won't look at something.
That seems most likely, but...
And you'll hate yourself because then you'll know...
I'm not going to watch
flying
videos.
Flying out there. This is the set list. And, they're doing... Desperado.
I like hearing Desperado.
Well, sure, but throw in something else. Bitter Creek.
Wouldn't it be nice if...
Who sang Bitter Creek?
Bernie Ledden.
Bring him back.
I wouldn't be opposed. Wouldn't it be nice to hear Deacon sing like Outlaw Man or James Dean?
Something.
Or Good Day in Hell or something that his voice fits?
Something.
Yeah.
We'll see what they do. I'm not... If they did Waiting in the Weeds, I'd fly on the wing of a plane.
No, we'll see.
Yes, I would. I think that's my all-time favorite Eagles song.
His Worst Choices. It's up there for me. It's my favorite some days.
And if they did How Long, my wife would just...
Does she love that song because we sing it?
No, she loves that song because it's catchy.
It is a great song.
I
cried the first time I heard it.
Expand your horizons, Eagles.
Well, they're going to try.
No, they're not.
I don't know what
they're
going to do.
You don't know that they're going to try. Don't promise that.
Let's get Irving Azoff on the show.
Don't say that. You don't know that they're going to try at all. The Olympics over. I love the Olympics. I regret not watching more. I regret not getting on Peacock and watching there.
I watched so much Olympics. I missed it.
You didn't watch on Peacock.
Yes, I did.
Really?
That's almost all I watched on.
The women held on yesterday to win the gold medal.
I didn't like
that. Was a good game.
I didn't like watching that game.
It was a brutal.
It was not
defensive, not pretty game, but it was a good game because neither team could figure. Man, it was those two teams D'd up.
Why couldn't they put Diana Taurasi in the game?
I don't know. I don't understand it. Or why didn't Brittany Griner play in the second half.
I don't know.
I don't know who that coach is.
Taurasi's 42.
Why didn't Caitlin Clark play?
Well, I don't know.
Seems like she would have been okay on that.
I don't know. They were. That's very physical, and that's kind of what her one of her knocks against her was that she may struggle to stand up against physical play. But and if she wouldn't have played, if she had been given the Jason Tatum treatment, or God forbid Tyrese Halliburton, who didn't, I don't think he played ever, people would have gone nuts.
Well, Halliburton will play in 2028.
He played a little.
And LeBron's not going to give up any time. And the mixed feelings for LeBron James are just, they are amazing. Right. Some people love him. Some people hate him. And there's very little in between.
I don't get the hate.
Because they think he's...
I get that.
He's still so viable, though. Now, Steph Curry put on one of the greatest shows in the history of basketball.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to do everything I can to get Steph Curry on this show. I'm going to call in every favor that I...
Does Raymond Ritter owe you favors?
Don't be worrying about Raymond Ritter.
I'm just asking.
You don't ever say his name.
Raymond Ritter.
No, I'm serious.
Steph Curry has a show on Peacock.
Don't say Raymond Ritter's name. Of course, media relations guru for the Golden State Warriors. Spent a good chunk of his childhood here in Wichita. He's been somebody who's taken good care of us in the past. We have a promo from Steph Curry.
We do.
Who, I'm told, only did it because I'm on the show.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And Max will cue that up to play. When we come back from break, because...
Why not as we go to break?
You'll want to hear it. But we're actually going to get him on the show.
Well, that's me saying the Eagles are going to change up. That seems like a lot less of a swing than getting Steph Curry on the show. It will not help our cause if I tell you what I thought of Steph Curry's show on Peacock.
Well, I don't care what you thought of it.
Yeah.
Here's what I thought of his performance in the gold medal game. Insane.
It was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The last shot he made, I don't even understand. I didn't even know it was a shot. How did he get it off?
Don't know.
And it went in.
Yep, it went straight in.
I want to go back and watch that last 6 minutes of that game. I think people will watch that for the rest of history.
My wife got up right before all that happened. She missed all 4 3-pointers. So I did have to show her the last part of
it. Well, you have to watch.
Did you watch the 4x4 men's race?
Of course I watched.
Unbelievable.
Of course I watched it.
And the 4x4 women's, they just pulverized every other country.
Well, yeah, of course I watched that.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
Of course I watched it. Why would you
when you say, of course, it's suspicious.
My entire existence, to me now, the reason I'm on this earth is to bother you.
Well, it's working.
I can't express how much satisfaction I get from that. How'd I do at dinner yesterday?
No, it's fine. You didn't bother me. We were sitting too far apart. Did you have your rice today, or can I take it?
Nope. Why didn't you get extra rice?
I don't know.
Surprised by that.
Our bill was $91. I'm sure yours was more because you paid for Aaron, or maybe it wasn't. But it's a lot. It's a lot
of
money.
I'm surprised you didn't get rice.
Yeah, I had rice a few days ago.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have a Bob and Jeff draft, and you'll be greeted by Steph Curry. And then I hope Max can do that. Max can do anything because we do have the music to play as well. Back in a minute, Bob and Jeff.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it?
Yeah, so do we.
Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love,
or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash. Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is Stephen Curry of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. You're listening to another pair of champions. My guys Bob and Jeff on KFH Radio, Wichita.
Flip the coin. Call it heads. It is heads.
What are you going to do?
Well, it gets tough. So there's different varieties of some of these candies.
Are you going to go first or second?
First. There's different varieties of some of the candies.
Right.
Are we only allowed to use one variety?
Yeah, I would say it's the overall brand as opposed to the varieties. You can say you get all the varieties or you can say whatever. You say whatever.
Well, and I gotta go with the world famous M&M and all its varieties.
It's probably a good pick.
So you can't say peanut M&Ms.
No, you can't. But most people like peanut M&Ms more than regular M&Ms.
Well, I covered the gamut.
And to those people, I say, get a clue. I will go.
I know what you'll go. I'll predict it.
Okay, then I'll just go with those.
Skittles and Starburst.
Skittles and Starburst. That works.
Ridiculous. You'll die in... so quickly.
These are individual candies. We're not talking bars here. We're talking either things you just pick right out of the box or you unwrap and put one in your mouth.
Well, I'll...
generally speaking.
I'll pick next.
Okay.
And I'll go with... It's tougher.
A little bit.
The Hershey Kiss.
Ah! Why are you in my brain?
And one of my all-time favorites... It wasn't very high on the list I just saw, but These people.
Nor should
not.
It be.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I'm not saying milk duds yet.
You should.
I'm saying dots.
Oh, people hate dots. I love them, but people hate them, and I don't get it.
What are your next two?
I'm gonna go
candies
with,
that you eat in. What's
individual
the,
one at a time? Basically,
you eat individually at least. You could. This is a dumb category. Who are your next two?
Well, I got to go. Since you took the Hershey's Kiss, I got to go with my nostalgia pick, and that would be the Tootsie Roll. And my next selection will be gummy bears.
If you're over five, that won't work.
I don't know anyone who doesn't like gummy bears.
Yeah, well, you know a lot of five-year-olds.
I don't think I do.
My next two will be, this is one that goes way back. This is one that's been popular throughout
history. You're losing them. You're losing them.
Lifesavers.
You're losing them.
And.
Has anybody ever wanted Lifesavers?
Yes.
Like, I could really go for a Lifesaver right
and
now.
And my next one would be Milk Duds.
Yeah. This is one of the worst. You started off so well. And, man.
Next two for you.
I got four left. I don't think you'll take that one. I'm going to save it. But I will go with Sweet Tarts.
Yeah. Really? Now, I've never known anyone who likes
You know who loves Sweet Tarts? Ooh. Weston Sharts.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what does that tell you?
It doesn't tell me a lot. And Mike and Ike.
I prefer dots to Mike and I.
Not me, but I do like dots.
My next two are both outstanding.
Let's hear it.
I like the chocolate caramel combination. You know that. There's nothing better in my world. Rolos.
I did not think you were going to take the Rolo.
They're so good.
They are amazing.
And my next pick will be something you just, everybody loves. And that is.
Don't pick it.
What do you think I'm picking?
I don't know. I don't think you know.
Give me an idea what you think
it
I'm picking.
I think you're picking.
Well, it's a staple in every movie theater known to mankind. And it's Junior Mints.
Awful.
Those are so good.
Mints. Who eats mints? So, I mean, that's just ridiculous. All right, I'm going to go back to a nostalgia pick. These are still relatively popular, but, man, when I was a kid, if you got your hands on some of these, you were a rich man. And that would be, of course, the Jolly Rancher.
They're okay, but now, I haven't heard anybody want a Jolly Rancher in 20
years.
Well,
the same as Lifesavers.
Next.
And finally, with my last pick, do I go into the chocolate realm again? I can't really do that. I'll go with a personal favorite, and that would be your Mambas.
Terrible.
You love Mambas.
These are terrible.
Every time I get Mamba, can I have nine of those?
That's terrible. My final pick of individualized candies, which we're doing here on the Bob and Jeff draft. We each pick eight. Max will come in after we're done and weigh in. And I think I can go back here because it's a different candy.
Well, Max will be the judge.
And it's Tootsie Pop. So you go into Quick Trip. I invariably, every time I'm there, grab a cherry Tootsie Pop or a grape.
Grape.
I just have the time of my life.
Is blue grape?
I just have the time of my life with them.
Oh, there you go. That's the draft.
My eight are M&M's, all varieties, Hershey Kiss, Dots, Lifesavers, Milk Duds, Rolos, Junior Mints, and Tootsie Pop.
Mine
Jeff's are
Skittles, all varieties, Starburst, the same, Tootsie Rolls, which means I get the fruity ones, gummy bears, sweet tarts, Mike and Ike's, Jolly Ranchers, Mamba.
Here's Max.
I think I win.
Well, you don't know that.
I think I do.
Here's Max Power, our producer, weighing in with his thoughts. Max?
Not one ounce of chocolate on Jeff's list. Not 1 ounce of chocolate.
I got Tootsie Rolls.
That's not chocolate. Nobody even knows what the Tootsie Rolls
made of.
He took
the chocolate ones.
Nobody knows what Tootsie Rolls are made of.
It's chocolate, and Tony Dusing loves them, and that's good enough for me. I couldn't get a good value pick with chocolate candy on my list.
Yeah, other than
the
gummy bears and Mike and Ike's, that's the only thing I eat on Jeff's list. Bob is loaded with sweet, sweet chocolate. I'd be grabbing most of Bob's candy.
Thank you, Max.
And Junior Mints made it into a Seinfeld episode, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because people hate them.
Nah, that's the only thing dark chocolate's good on is a Junior Mint.
All right, there you go. Very easy for Max today.
Well, old people like to stick together.
Not for the first time. I'm sorry, I'm old.
Oh, yeah, now we're going to insult Max.
No, I didn't insult him.
Because he doesn't pick you, we're going to insult him.
No, I just said...
We're going to call him old.
I just said it's common. You guys are probably going toward the hard candy sooner than later.
We're
going
to call him old.
No, I'm not getting those Werther things, Jeff, ever. I know what you mean.
Butterscotch and Werthers you guys.
No. By the way, I did have Werthers on my...
Down the stretch.
Oh,
they're not terrible.
Good. Those are so good.
They're okay.
Those are so good.
And I pick you a lot, Jeff.
I almost
picked you know what I should have picked? Those strawberry candies that come in the strawberry wrappers.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are excellent.
I had candy corn, but no, I didn't go.
You don't. I had Sour Patch Kids. Spree, does that do anything for you? Lemon Heads.
I had Twizzlers, but I didn't.
I'm not a Twizzlers guy at all.
Jelly Beans.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
Yeah, you should have.
Caramel Squares.
Yeah, you should have took the Ghirardelli Caramel Squares. Oh.
Yeah, like those are good.
Like the Brock's.
Yeah, those are good now. My mom and dad had those sitting around a lot in a bowl.
I'm not sure you can still find those.
Oh, those are still around. You go to, what's the candy store here in town? the one over here in town.
Sweet Spot?
No, and in the Nifty Nut House.
Oh.
Rocket Fizz would have them, Bob.
What's that, Max?
Rocket Fizz would have
them. There you go.
We used to call the Quick Shop down on where Dylan's is, we used to call that the candy store, and we used to call the little convenience store over where 21st curves, we called that the root beer store. Is that even still there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because it had the Barks logo sign on it.
Yeah, I don't.
We called it the root beer store.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
It's literally within walking.
I don't know where that is.
You turn right out of your neighborhood, it's right there.
I'm lost.
Really?
I don't know where that is.
Mr. Geography suddenly lost in his own neighborhood.
I am a little bit lost.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, God. How many times must you fail?
I wasn't listening, but it sounded like a much heavier beat than what we get with Black Velvet.
How many times must you fail?
All I could hear was the
beat. Before this audience revolt.
And it sounded like, everybody! Well, have you heard?
No, really. How many?
It's smooth the game,
Jeff.
Well, the first word.
I will quit the show.
Don't quit again. This is two shows in a row. Do you even know the words to that song? Anyway, that's what I thought it was coming out of the earphones. But if you say it was Black Velvet and we actually played Black Velvet, then who am I to doubt anybody? Have you heard? Anyway, continue. Let's continue the show. Who sings that song? You want to tell me. You're desperate to tell me who sings that song.
I think I'm going to make it a tradition that when you do the things like that, that I just loathe.
Billy Squire. Are you sure that wasn't the stroke?
I just hate when you sing. I really do.
That was pretty good.
I don't even pretend anymore. You're a terrible singer.
I am not.
You just are.
I think I sounded fine. And I was also messing around. So it wasn't even real. But it kind of was.
No, you think you can sing. You really do think you can sing. And
don't take no rhythm or something.
Max,
like that.
I'm going to get you on to answer this question because Max has been around music.
Just tell me the note.
His entire life.
Just tell me the note I missed. That's all.
And I want Max to weigh in. Max, when you hear Jeff sing, what do you do? What's your response?
I was cracking up. Promo. I thought that was great.
No, Max, not for show value. I'm asking you about his vocal abilities. I'm not saying I got a promo out of it.
Oh, at least one.
I'm asking you, can he sing?
Sure. I can't sing at all. He sings better than I can. So
there you go.
He can sing.
Done deal.
Oh,
and he's brave enough to sing it on the radio, so.
And the thing about Max, he's a very sweet man most of the time. Doesn't want to ruffle any feathers.
No, he
Duda would be right there with me.
Yeah, because you guys are both scared. You guys are both intimidated. This guy is really singing on the radio.
The big fella
no
would,
fear.
Would want to shut it down as quickly as possible.
No, he'd
My
love
friend
it.
Mike Furches would cover his ears.
Where is Mike Furches? I worry about the kid.
I had a conversation with him last night.
Is he okay?
I had a conversation with him last night.
Maybe I should call him.
I don't think you need to have a conversation with him.
Why?
Because I had a conversation.
Well, I'm his friend, too.
Mm.
He ranked me above you. In
what?
There was a list going on.
Really?
Yeah, we had a list with our three-man Duda or David Michael Hahn, Mike Furches, and me. We ranked everybody.
What do you mean you ranked everybody?
He went his wife, his kids, his dogs, Tennessee, then me, then David Michael Hahn, then you, then Duda.
Well, if I'd have been on the show that day, I would have been number one.
No, that wasn't a show day.
Well, what David Michael Hahn, what were his rankings?
David Michael Hahn ranked his wife, his kids, me, Wichita, Mike, Cleveland, and then you.
Future really? Bob is holding, yeah. By the way.
Uh-oh, future Bob?
Here's Bob.
Yeah.
Hello, Bob.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys remember them Atkinson's peanut butter bars. You remember them?
Which kind of peanut butter bars?
Atkinson's, I think, was the name of them.
No, I don't remember those, Bob.
Oh, okay. Well, they
Bob,
were
who wins the...
What year were those popular?
Well, I thought they were still being made. They go back pretty far, but they were real good. Peanut butter bars are striped, and you bite into them, and they're peanut butter in there.
But Bob, thought, that's all great, but who's going to win the World Series this year? You've already experienced it.
Oh, I see what you're talking about, and I do like those.
Oh,
yeah, I looked at them online, and those are very good. And I'm not a big peanut butter guy normally, but I do remember those.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know about the World Series.
No, you know, future Bob.
What was the question?
I'm asking him who wins the World Series this year because he's future you, and he's already seen it.
I got
a simple question for you.
Oh, okay.
Do you like Jeff?
Yeah, I like both you guys. You guys
Thank
real
you. We like you too.
Right.
Both you guys real and get good information on all sports, in my opinion.
We do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. What's your question?
Okay. You guys will get it. It's pretty easy for you, I suppose. Back in 68, who was the first 20-game winner of Major League Baseball in 1968? Pitcher, first 20-game winner.
He became the first 20-game winner that season?
Yes, sir.
Denny McClain.
You got
30-game winner.
Well, that was easy. Of course, Detroit.
Jeff
won
didn't
the
get
World
it.
Series.
Well, it's a confusing question. You're trying to ask.
I wasn't confused at all. I'm on the same wavelength.
How do you know he was the first guy to get 20 wins that year?
Makes sense, doesn't it?
But how do you know, future Bob?
I just remember that was a heck of a Detroit team. Of course, Kurt Flood of the Cardinals, he got his cleat caught in the center field, and that opened it up for the Tigers. But
yeah, it was awful. Awful memory. Thanks for making me remember it, Bob.
Well, Bob, sorry, write this call down because Bob's going to do it in 3 years on some show. Thank you. Verbatim.
That's not funny, Jeff. It's not funny. Mm-hmm. You're not being respectful.
Yeah, I'm being fun.
Bob, I love you. Thanks for calling. I always enjoy hearing from you.
Okay, you guys take care.
Thank you.
You bet. That's a guy with real character.
All right.
Unlike your people from your generation.
And we play along with
him. Hi, Bob and Jeff. This is Max. I golf, and once I shot an eagle. I mean, that. No offense, Max. I love you.
Why are you picking on
Max? I don't know why I'm picking on Max. He's the only guy I can think of.
His calls are pretty boring. I mean,
no,
I'll
they're not.
What?
But Bob, is he speaks to me.
I know. He is you. That is so going to be you. Hey, fellas, who became the first? Not
why are you making
the first?
Why are you doing that, Jeff?
Fellas? I don't know. I just feel like that is so you.
So who are your callers here?
I don't have any, I don't think.
Right. Nobody calls to talk to you.
That's sad, isn't it?
Not one person.
Well, you don't have to put it like that.
But everybody.
It's heartbreaking when you put it like that.
Everybody wants to talk to me.
That's nice. Man, I hate to even tell you this.
Oh, here we go.
I hate this. We had a tour today.
Of KWCA?
Yeah, some kids. A lot of people came in, but this particular...
Some League 42 kids?
No, this was probably older kids, high school age. And I waved at them because they said, this is our digital desk, so I waved over. They were by the weather station. And they said, this is Jeff Lutz. He's a sports expert. You guys know Bob Lutz? That's his dad. And I said, that's not true.
Who said that's his dad?
Jen Searle, our executive producer.
Did they know me?
I didn't look to see.
Well, that's how they identify you.
I did not look to see if they knew you.
What'd you say to Jen Searle after that?
I said, that's not true.
I'm not your dad?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Why do you hate telling me that?
Because you always like, well, did somebody talk about me? Did somebody ask about me?
Well, I presume that goes on all the time.
Yeah, I must.
I just don't get that wrapped up in it.
That's fair.
So you are going to take me to get my car after the show's over.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
You do?
What?
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to having my car back.
Oh, not hanging out with me.
Well, I mean, that. As long as you get me there, I'm fine.
I'm going to do my best.
I was intending not to have it back till tomorrow morning, but if you can take care of this, it'll save my wife a trip.
It'll be fine.
All right, tomorrow on the show, we hope we'll talk Arizona football. We'll have Scott Russell, who one of the great Canadian athletes of all time, represented Canada in the Olympics. He's going into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame. We'll talk to him tomorrow as well. We'll have a game. All of that coming up tomorrow on the show. Thank you for listening. See you then.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!